I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're taking communion over Romans chapter 8. We're going to do the next section. So yesterday we did the first couple paragraphs in Romans chapter 8. We did verses 1 through 11. Today we're going to do verses, I think it's 12 through 17, the next couple paragraphs in there, talking about how we are heirs of God, co-heirs of God. He's our Father. We become His children. Got some beautiful promises in there we're going to be taking communion over today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. As often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to take the sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago and to pull it right now today into this present moment, making his sacrifice active and relevant right now today in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all of these promises, all these benefits that are found in this new covenant that we have. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir them into our soul, into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do with the cracker and the juice, something to release our faith into with the cracker and the juice. And it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together, I believe. But it's important we take it the right way. Every day when we take it, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that honor and appreciation and just deep respect for God, to honor the sacrifice of Jesus and all that he went through for us. To take it with joy and delight for this new covenant, we could be connected back to God again. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says, some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine themselves. They don't judge themselves and examine themselves before we take communion. So I want to take some time to do that today. We talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? Because when it all comes down to it, it's about walking it out today. It's always called today. Having an eternal perspective, but we've got to get connected with God today. We've got to walk out his plans and purposes and ways in our lives today, in this present moment today. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical workout advice, physical exercise. Because I truly believe physical exercise is just an expression of exercising our faith. And physical exercise can teach us the principles of how to apply our faith, how to practice receiving this grace by faith, to get this grace of God flowing through us where he's doing the work, to practice connecting with God through exercise and releasing our faith into that and experiencing him doing the work. Because once we understand how to do that, it's just a natural overflow where we begin to apply it into every other area of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Help us make the most of those opportunities, Father. We ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And yesterday I went off the script a little bit. We're working on a few new things, a little bit different ordering in this section here. So bear with me today. If it takes me a little bit to get through it, I got to get some ordering in place on some new things God's been showing me here. So this is what we talk about. Are we executing our four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy to make today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. To make today a masterpiece, we're going to get connected to the master. Now, I want to talk about today. What is today? In the Jewish culture, they view a day as evening to evening or sunset to sunset. Because in the book of Genesis, it says there was evening and then there was morning, with the evening coming first. So it's a slight shift in how we view a day, but it makes a big difference. So what I want to talk about here, as we've been talking about yesterday, is an evening routine. Every night before bed, a chance to examine ourselves. How did I do today? And was I in the faith? Was I walking in faith? Was I walking in love? Was I positioned in the light? What was I magnifying? These types of things. So every day, what I like to do is before bed, go through these four fundamentals and use a time of examining myself before going to bed every night. Okay, so let's talk about our first one. Getting positioned in the light. Every day, we've got to keep repositioning back into the light. Every day, it's got to happen every single day. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light is to be positioned in humility, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent when we're off track, willing to humble ourselves in relationship with God and with other people, to say we're sorry, to reconcile relationships, because it's the humble who are given grace. And we're going to receive that grace and forgiveness from God, and we're going to get it flowing through us. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position today in love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Kind and patient and gentle, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering. We're going to position ourselves on purpose into gratitude and praise. One of the greatest expressions of faith. One of the easiest ways to just keep your positioning all day long. Stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And when we take our position in the light, God has taken everything he had and he gave it to Jesus. He put it all in him, and we get to be in him today. He's taken his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, all the fruit of the spirit, his mind and wisdom. It says all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. His health and energy, his time, his finances, his kingdom, his purpose. We become part of his family. It's all in there in the light. It's all available to flow through us today. But it starts as a seed. Everything in the kingdom starts as a seed. We've got to get our position. And then we've got to start to magnify it, to make it bigger and greater. We've got to expand that thing. So God has a bigger area to work and to flow through us in our lives. To magnify is to make bigger or greater, expands that capacity. And it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on in our heart? Where's our attention and focus throughout the day? So some of the ways we can magnify the light, just magnifying God's word, giving his word a higher place and priority. It says he's magnified his word. God says, I've magnified my word above my name. To be meditating on his word, to meditate on his unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our positioning in Christ. We've got right standing with God. He eagerly desires to help us because we're right with him through Jesus. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going well, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things, to set our minds on the things above where God is working for our good. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's bringing those issues and problems into the light. I always think of David and Goliath. David's looking at the problem. He's looking at the giant, and he's magnifying God as bigger than the problem that's in front of him. Magnifying God as bigger than those giants. And simply choosing not to magnify the issues and the problem. Let's magnify God as bigger. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in darkness. We could be fully saved. But Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Think about that for a moment. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How does that happen? We choose the way of darkness by meditating on, thinking about, staying positioned in it, in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, focused on ourselves, venting, complaining, magnifying the issues and problems as bigger than God. Staying stuck in the past, worrying about the future. And for a lot of people, it's not that they're trying to. They just don't understand all that God has made available. And so they feel all the weight and pressure, like they have to figure it all out on their own. Just simply not having the knowledge or understanding of what God's made available and all that he wants to do in our lives. That's where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, try to get back at them, snap at people, withhold good things we know we should be doing because they did that to me. They said that to me. They're not doing this for me. That's not grace. Then there's the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw our presence, to give people the silent treatment. On the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and the weight and pressure like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness. Like there's no way to change your situation. It feels like you're trapped or you're stuck. Low energy is another big signal of this. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion of mind because when we're in the dark, we can't see. We get stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to keep just repeating over and over, like on a loop. But when we take our position in the light, there is this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify God, the more we magnify the light, the more that rest begins to grow on the inside of us. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless because God's doing the work. When we rest, God goes to work. When all that weight and pressure sitting on us to try to figure it out, we squeeze God out. But when we rest, God goes to work. And now it's his peace and his joy and his love and his power and his energy and his faith all begin to flow through us. And now we got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. You get these aha moments because you got God's mind and wisdom flowing through us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free, break us free. And if all that weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around again. One of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our focus throughout the day. Life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position, to try to get our focus off. If that happens, you ever get off track, you give yourself grace, you just get right back into position again. How do you do it? Number one, humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. If we need to say we're sorry to somebody else, we receive that forgiveness from God. We forgive ourselves. We reconcile any relationships that need to be reconciled. And sometimes the other person might not be willing to, but you take whatever steps that you can. We change our focus. We just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his love and his goodness. And that what he put in us is more than enough. And you'll feel that shift immediately on the inside. The weight just lifts off of you. Now it's free and easy and effortless. And you'll feel that peace and that joy and that love just begin to flow all of a sudden. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us. And one of the things I like to do is to go through this process we're talking about before bed. To examine myself, I like to do it with a journal. I like to start with gratitude and praise, get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And I'll just think back over the last day, reflect back, and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. begin to record my journey with God. Then we got to stay tuned in and connected with Him as the day begins to unfold. We're starting the day in the evening. We're going to get connected to Him. We're going to get positioned in the light right away before bed. We're going to magnify that. We're going to wake up. We're going to stay connected to Him throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just take a few minutes to slow down and connect with Him again. Think of it like plugging in a phone. Your phone's getting low on battery. You got to plug it in. You got to get it powered up again. Then if you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which steps to take, just wait until you know. Ask God and then wait until you know. Because sometimes we get out ahead of Him. We're walking in things that we don't know yet. Wait for His leading and direction. And once you know, it's time to take action. And the final thing I like to do in my journal is, what do I know to do today? Actually, I have this saying, and I need to get this. It's one of the things God's been showing me. I need to get this into the slide. So something I've been doing in my journal for a while now, probably close to a year, is every night before bed, Jesus says, if you abide in me, you can ask for whatever you want in my name. You can ask for whatever you want in my name. And I thought about this for a while. How do I know what to ask for? What's the best thing to want? And what I learned is the best thing to want is, I want to do today what's right and best in God's eyes. And I want to do it with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in Him, like we talk about in our prayer. So I'll write out, today, I want to be doing what's right and best in God's eyes. And I want to be doing it with peace and joy and confidence in Him. And I write that out every single night for about a year now. And then I'll make out my plan. What do I know to do today? Anything I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Make out that list. And then it's about waking up like a kid on Christmas morning with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in Him. We're going to take our position first thing in the morning. Let's get reconnected. Let's position ourselves in Him, start magnifying Him and praising Him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today. As we do this, it does something like magnetize us, gets this grace flowing through us. And He's the source of beauty. God's grace begins to beautify our lives, and beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. Let's take a look at this scripture today. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. It says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it's not to the flesh, to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you'll live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit that you receive does not make you slaves so that you'll live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit that you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And now if we're children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. So we're going to take communion over this today, just receiving this from Him. Father, we just thank You. Thank You for all that You went through and Jesus went through to connect us back to You. Thank You for Your Spirit that You've given us. To help us live in a way that's right and pleasing to You. We thank You that You've made us to be Your children, heirs of You, heirs, co-heirs with Christ. We're just receiving that today. An amazing gift. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, this is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And He said, take it. Receive it, that He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach Him with freedom and confidence. Made you to be His child. Father, we thank You for this bread. Ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Get to be children of God. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece. Getting connected with him. Let's talk about some workout stuff. On our daily communion workout, if you don't have the workout, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. If you get on our email list, you sign up for our daily emails. On the daily communion meditation emails, there's also a daily workout that goes with those. Now, there's three different sections of the workout. We got a body weight section to get our foundations of fitness, things like squats and push-ups and sit-ups. And there's a strength section that you could use with weights or resistance bands or those types of things. And then there's what I call a control section. Each of these different sections, there's a slightly different rep style of executing the repetitions a little bit differently. So what I want you to think about is in the body weight section, squats, push-ups, sit-ups, those type of exercises, what I want is a very smooth repetition, just a constant flow, just a smooth repetition on those exercises. On the strength exercises, things like the deadlift and shoulder press, I want you to think about accelerating the weights up with speed. I want you to break that inertia and accelerate the weights up, and then just nice and controlled on the way back down. Accelerate up, nice and controlled on the way back down. On the control section, it's more of like a bodybuilding section. Think you have things like walking lunges, single leg RDLs, bicep curls, tricep extensions, these types of things. I want you to think about in that section, control. Nice and controlled, and you're keeping a little bit of tension in the muscles at all times. Controlled, I want you to go just a little slower in that section. That's to be super slow, but it's a little slower, a little more controlled in that section. But each of the different sections of the workout does a little better with a little different style of repetitions. So smooth reps in the body weight, accelerate on the way up and just controlled on the way down on the strength. And then nice and controlled, keeping some constant tension in the muscles on the control section or bodybuilding section there. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.